This is Kent Urie News. I'm Rick Holter. The fallout from last weekend's Orlando shootings has special resonance for R.F. Hossein. He co-founded the country's first all-Muslim fraternity at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he's trying to launch a new project called Muslims Against ISIS. R.F. Hossein, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
When you first heard about Orlando last weekend, what happened when you saw that the suspect, the shooter, was Muslim?
As soon as I saw that name on screen, I yelled at the top of my lungs in my house, and I flipped out. I was enraged the fact that a Muslim did this, and it's our holy month of Ramadan. This is when we try to get closer to God and more peaceful, and we focus on tranquility and just our spirituality. And to know that this happened, it just sincerely affected me, knowing that this is totally going to set us back, especially regarding the minority involved. The LGBT community has been with us since the beginning, ever since the 9/11 attacks. They were the first people that stood up for us and have been every time there's been a demonstration against Muslims. They were always there. I'm just kind of at a loss as to how to go forward with this, because now we've really, really offended one of our closest allies here in America.
You've expressed some frustration about the Muslim community reacting instead of being proactive in this kind of situation.
Every time an attack does occur, the Islamic community is there to immediately condemn the attack, as they should. And every Islamic organization will contact any news outlets that will hear them to make sure it is known that this really is not in the name of Islam whatsoever. And that frustrates me, because how long can we be reactive? Is that going to be the status quo from here on?
So how do you be proactive?
Let's take ISIS, for example. They have their own media branch that puts out these messages that are meant to target people on the fence and kind of sway people over to their side. It's propaganda. We don't have a similar sort of thing anywhere. And a lot of their methods are on social media. And yes, we are fighting them on social media, trying to shut down their accounts on Twitter, whatever things they put out on Facebook, shutting down those accounts too. But that's not enough. There has to be an alternative voice. We started Muslims Against ISIS, and that is the first campaign that we're seeing that, hey, these attacks are going on. Yes, these aren't done in the name of Islam, but all these individuals are Muslim, and they are using Islam's teachings in a way that they think is proper and appropriate to suit their needs. We are trying to make that completely explicit, that is not acceptable whatsoever.
How do you combat a message that's as visceral as the ISIS message is? I mean, it's kind of a marketing battle.
Yeah, it definitely is. Right. The other campaign we're doing that this will eventually transition into is called Muslims Against Violence, because that is a bigger issue, religious violence. After ISIS goes, we still have Al-Qaeda. We still have a lot of the groups in Africa, and they're going to be putting out propaganda as well.
On your website, the message is pretty powerful, and there's a message of hope. After a week like this, do you still have hope?
Without a doubt. The shooting happened overnight Saturday, but on Monday, I watched news articles reporting Muslims standing in the line at the blood donation center trying to give blood while they were fasting, and they stood out there for hours and hours. Donating blood is the last thing you want to do while you're fasting. But these people knew, these Muslims knew that, hey, this is the least we can do, to just kind of be there with them when the LGBT community has been with us so many times. So yes, I do believe there's hope, but we have to make an effort on our part to make sure that more people like the Orlando shooter don't come up in the future, which is the biggest task.
R.F. Hossein, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.